A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Lamed Beis, Baba Basra 32a, pagination is 63, starting from the last two lines, two stories which are handled differently in Halacha. Hahu de'omer lechavrei, a person told his fellow, my boy is Bahayara, what are you doing on this land? The inference is, this is my land, what are you doing here? Amale, the current resident, answers, Minoch zavinta veheshtara, I bought it from you, and here is the documentation. Amale, this person who was the original owner, responded, Shtara zaifahu, that's a forged shtar, that's a fraudulent shtar, it's not valid, and your documentation is worthless. Gachin lochish leilerabo, so the current resident whispered to Rabba in a way that the other litigant shouldn't hear him. In shtar zayfahu, indeed, it's a bad shtar. Documentation is not valid. Miu shtara ma'al yahava live irchis. But I did have a good shtar, and I lost it. V'amino, and I said, in kit hai bidoi kolduhu, let me hold this in my hands as something, so that the other person should get scared that I have real documentation and he should back off. But it happens to be true that the one that I'm holding in my hand right now is indeed not valid. Amar Rabba. Rabba's initial reaction is, his position is, Malo Lishaker. Why would he lie? Iboi Omar, if he had wanted, he could have said, Shtarama Al Yahu, it's a good shtar. We had it established as a good document. The signatures were validated, and we had no reason to doubt his story. He's leaning over and telling us that it's really not true. This is a trick, and I have a different document which is true, and I really do own the land, but not through the document I'm showing you. Why did he have to admit that unless he's telling the truth? And we accept his claim, and he stays on the land. Now, there are a number of angles that could be discussed. I just want to make mention of them. There's a question over here whether this is in a case where they were already mekayim the shtar, they validated the document, or they could validate the document because the signatures look so good that the names of the signatures, those people would be willing to validate the signatures. Another factor that has to be discussed, as Rashbam develops it, is this really a fraudulent shtar? That's a little provocative. He wrote up a fraudulent shtar and signed the names, fraudulently signing people's names. That's a little heavy to believe him if he's admitting that he wrote up a false shtar. A different approach, which is mentioned by the Rashbam on the fourth line, is that it's a shtar amana, a document of trust, meaning they wrote up a document as if there was going to be a sale, and they gave him the document and he was holding it on trust that he would never show the document unless the sale really occurred. He's claiming that when they did the sale, they wrote up a different document, and he lost that document, and he's pulling out the shtar amana, which is not the real document, it was on trust, and the sale really didn't end up occurring based on this document. And he's claiming, let me have it based on this not valid document, because I had, and it really does belong to me, but at least what's accomplished, if you call it a shtar amana, is that he never went ahead purposely, proactively, to write up a false shtar. In any case, whatever the angles here are and whatever the particulars, Rabba is ruling that even though he's admitting it's a false shtar, he will be able to keep the land based on it, because we only know it's false based on his admission, and it's a migu. He's claiming that it really is his. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Amai kasamchis, what exactly are you relying on? Ahai shtara, on the document? In other words, by virtue of what are you extracting the property from the original owner? Hai shtara chasva be'almahu. The document, as the person himself admits, is worthless. So how could you extract the property from cheskes morei kama, from the possession of the original owner? And this is the machlokes by land. Rabbah said, I accept the shtar to validate his ownership, even though the shtar is questionable, but it's only questionable because of his say-so, and he's claiming that he really does have a valid method. And Rav Yosef says, you're extracting from the original owner based on a document that the person admits is meaningless. Let's do the next case, which is not regarding land, but rather regarding money. Hahuda amalei lechavrei, person tells his fellow, Havli me'azuzei, give me the 100 coins, demasikna bach, that I am entitled to from you. Vahei shtara, and here's the document, amalei. He tells him, shtara zayfahu, it's a fraudulent document. What are you showing me here? Gochin lochash le l'rabo, similar case. He leaned over and whispered to Rabbo, in, it's true, shtara zayfahu, it's a fraudulent shtar, it's not valid. Again, as we discussed before, for whatever reason it's not valid, it could be a shtar amana, it could be that he truly forged it, and obviously that would take on a whole different connotation over here. Miu shtara ma'al yahava liva irchis, but the person claims, I did have a good shtar, and I lost it. Va'amina, and I said, in kithai bidoi kol duhu, let me hold this in my hand for whatever it's worth, and the person will admit the truth. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, ma'lo l'shaker, similar ruling. Why would he lie? He could have just as well stood his ground and said, it's a good shtar. So he's only admitting it's not a good shtar, but he's entitled to it for a different reason. So we accept that. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Amai kasamchis, but what are you relying on? Ahai shtara, this document, that's how you're going to extract money from somebody. Hai shtara chasva ba'almahu, it's a worthless shtar by his own admission. How could you extract money based on that? So here are the two stories, Rabbah and Rav Yosef both taking similar positions for themselves in each case. Rabbah saying, you have a migu, Rav Yosef saying, you're based on nothing. How could you extract land or money? Omer Ravidi Bar Ovin said, we're going to actually do a split over here in practical halacha. We're going to rule like Rabbah as far as land goes. And we'll paskin like Rav Yosef by money. The reason that we'll paskin like Rabbah by land is wherever the land stands, leave it there. And right now there's a person living on the land. He doesn't have a chazaka, because if he had a chazaka, he wouldn't need this documentation. He has a claim, I bought it from you. He does not have a chazaka, but still he's the one sitting on the land. And therefore we leave it by him, and we do not let the original owner take it away. And Rav Yosef is the way we're going to paskin. By money, with the same logic. Where is the money now? The money is by the supposed lova, the borrower. You want to extract the money. You're trying to do collections. You can't do collections through this document. So the document will help to retain the property by the person who's there now, and the document will not help to extract money from the person who's holding the money. This interesting approach to Paskin, like Rabba and Rav Yosef, in the different cases respectively, is indeed the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Chaf Hei, and Simen Pei Gimel Sif Dalid. One interesting observation made by the Shach is that the only reason he's believed by the land is because he's on the land. He's the muhzik. And we're paskening like Rabba to allow him to retain the property. Says the Shach, if for some reason the Dayan went and restored the land to the original owner, or the original owner came on so strong that he pushed the muhzik, the current resident, off the land and managed to retain it for himself, says the Shach, Ein Motzien Miyada. We wouldn't take it away from the original owner, because let's realize the only reason we're giving it to the current resident is because Hecha Dekaima Ara Tekim. We really don't have a solid reasoning to accept the shtar. The person is saying it's fraudulent. It's not valid. So the only reason we're doing it is because he happens to be there right now. But, says the Shach, if somehow the original owner would get onto it, then we would say the same concept, that you can't remove somebody from the land based on such a document, just like you couldn't when it came to money, to extract money based on the document. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.